Thank you, the God of mercies. Thank you, the King of glory, Lord. The Lord of lords. The possessor of the heavens and the earth. That we worship you. Lord, we worship you. We worship you. We worship you. Receive our worship in the name of Jesus. Our Father and our God, our lover, our keeper, our helper, our defender, our all in all, our sustainer, we thank you. We bless your holy name. We reverence you. We give you praise. We celebrate you. We celebrate you. We celebrate you, Lord. For there is no God like unto thee. For you alone, O God, is God. None is equal to thee. None can be likened to you. For thou alone, O God, is God. In the heavens thou art God. Here on earth, O God, thou art God. Glory, honor, power, majesty, dominion be yours forever in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you. Thank you for loving us. Thank you for being mindful of us. Thank you for the mercies you renew over us. Thank you for your compassion that faileth not. Thank you for all you do and thank you for all you will do. Please accept our thanks in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, this morning we have come before you that you may service our lives. That is, service us. Every area of our lives, oh God, that requires your touch. As your word will go forth this morning, oh God, let your word repair us. Let it repair our lives. Let it repair relationships. Let it repair broken walls. In the mighty name of Jesus, it is written that the entrance of your word giveth life and understanding unto the simple. Lord, as your word we go out this morning, let life go forth. Let deliverance go forth. Let the power of deliverance go forth. In the name of Jesus. And as many, oh God, that had been held captive or bondage by the power of the enemy, we ask that as your word goeth forth, Jehovah God, let there be liberation. Let there be liberty. Let there be freedom. In the mighty name of Jesus. Lord God Almighty, I yield myself unto you. Like the pen of the ready writer, please speak through me. If there be anything in me, within me, of me, that will not allow you to use me, O God. Father, I come before you under the blood of Jesus. I ask for your cleansing power in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, use me as a vessel to your children today. In the mighty name of Jesus. And as many, O God, that have come here this morning with one challenge or the other, Daddy, let there be solution. Let there be solution. Let there be solution. Let there be solution. In the name of Jesus. Holy Ghost, take control. Fill this place. Angels of the living God, take your position. And let the name of Jesus and Jesus and Jesus alone be magnified. Thank you for answer to prayers. In Jesus' precious name, we pray. And amen. Praise ye the Lord. I'd like to thank all my beloved pastors, please be seated, sir, that have been taking the teachings for the month. Who remembers what the theme for the month is? Anybody remembers? What is the theme? Some are saying it, they are not sure. What is the theme for the month, choir? Hallelujah. May this be your set day. In the mighty name of Jesus. So I'd like to welcome us all to church this morning. And like I did to people who came to the first service, I want to commend you for coming. As you look around, you see that some of our brethren are not in church today. And you know why they are not here? Because it rained. The apostle asked the question. He said, who can separate us from the love of Christ? Shall rain separate us?
No.
Hallelujah. So I want to commend you for being here. And I pray that the blessings that God has reserved for the set time will be your portion this morning.
Amen.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
Whether you say amen or not, may it be your portion.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Please go with me to the book of Psalms chapter 102. Psalms 102, we'll read verse 1, verse 11 to 14. We'll read verse 1 and then verse 11 to 13. Are we there? Verse 1 says, Psalms 102, verse 1. Hear my prayer, O Lord, and let my cry come unto thee. Verse 11. My days are like a shadow that declineth. I am withered like grass. But thou, O Lord, shall endure forever. And thy remembrance unto all generations. Verse 13. Let's read together. Thou shall arise and have mercy upon Zion. For the time to favor her, yea, the set time is come.
Amen.
And that will be your portion.
Amen.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
I looked through a translation of the Bible called the Recovery Bible. The Recovery Bible. It's an adjunct of the Living Bible. It has a very interesting rendition, which I thought I could share with you. I read here Psalms 102, verse 1. It said, Lord, hear my prayer. Listen to my plea. Verse 11. My life passes away as swiftly as the evening shadows. I am withering away like grass. But you, O Lord, will sit on your throne forever. Your fame will endure to every generation. You will arise and have mercy on Jerusalem. Now is the time to pity her. Now is the time you promised to help. From this translation, we understand that Zion is Jerusalem. Zion is the Hebrew name for Jerusalem. I wonder how many of us have had the opportunity of going to Jerusalem. God will make it possible for you to be there. In the name of Jesus. I've had the opportunity of going there 2 to 3 times. To Jerusalem and to Mount Zion. Sometimes the word Zion is used in the scriptures to refer to the body of Christ. So when it says here that the set time to favor Zion is not just the physical Jerusalem, it's the body of Christ. And this morning I have come to tell somebody that the set time for God to arise for you has come. And that time is when?
Now.
You see from the translation here, the word favor is used as pity. For those who didn't listen well, let me take verse 13. It says, you will arise and have mercy on Jerusalem. Now is the time to pity her. Now is the time you promised to help. So the sub thing of this message today is time to pity Zion. God Almighty, today by his power and mercy, will look upon you with pity. The time to pity you has come. The time has come. If you had opportunity to read the whole of Psalms 102 from verse 1 to the end, you will see something there. As you read that chapter, you realize, you see the picture of a man or a woman who is overwhelmed with troubles, with problems, crying to God for help. The writer of this chapter was crying to God for help. He or she was overwhelmed with problems. Problems of life. Challenges. You see the picture of someone in pains, in agony. Groaning from suffering. Suffering from rejection. Suffering from reproach. From friends and enemies. You see the cry there that God, my life is fading away like grass. Life fading away like grass. Yet he is not able to stop it. Yet he is not able on his own to help himself. There come situations in the life of a man or a woman that you see your life fading away. You are not able to arrest it. You are not able to stop it. You are not able to do anything. From the scripture, we see examples. I have also passed through that stage. You remember the story in the book of Mark, chapter 5, verse 25 to 34. Mark 5, 25 to 34, the story of the woman with the issue of blood. Media, help me with that story. Mark 5. The Bible says concerning this woman that for 12 years she was bleeding. Bleeding what? Blood. In her days, there were no blood transfusions, sir. Today, doctors can put blood in a human being. Right? They do transfusion. But back then, in the days of Jesus, sir, there were no transfusions. So if blood came out of you, there was no way they were going to put blood back to you. This woman, for 12 years, every day she got up, she would see blood. She was bleeding. She knew within her that if this blood did not stop, what will happen? She would die. Her life was fading away like grass. What did she do? She went to doctors. And the Bible records that she went to many doctors. Do you have it in your Bible, friends? Media, give us that. Mark 5, 25 to 34. Verse 25, sir, verse 25. And a certain woman which had issue of blood 12 years and had suffered many things of many physicians and had spent all that she had and was nothing better but rather grew worse. The more money she spent, the more worse her case became. Malibo Sundurobo. From Dr. A, she went to B and B made her case worse. She went to C, it became worse. Worse than it was with Dr. A. Media, give us, please. And she heard of Jesus. Came in the press behind and touched his garment. For she said, If I may touch but his clothes, I shall be whole. And straight away, the fountain of her blood was dried up, and she felt in her body that she was healed of that plague. Like I said here about the woman, this woman saw her life fading away. Fading away. And she had triple tragedies, if not even four tragedies. She suffered from the hands of doctors who should have helped her. They couldn't diagnose exactly properly what her case was. 2 weeks ago, I lost my first cousin. When he went to the local doctors, they gave her a wrong diagnosis of his problems. He had a heart condition. They gave him medications that worsened his heart. So when they took him to the teaching hospital, the consultants there saw the medication and said, "Who recommended this kind of drugs? That these drugs were poison to his heart." The young boy died. Like in the case of this woman, people who should help her get better made it worse. And as if that was not enough, the Bible says she spent her all. Everything that she ever labored for, she spent it to get well. Cleared her bank account. No help. And what was worse, her life was fading away. She was helpless. The Bible says in the book of Hebrews chapter 17 verse 11 that the life of the flesh is in the blood. It's in the blood. She saw the blood going. What do I do? As I speak, it is possible you are here this morning. Your life is just fading away. You don't know what to do. You don't know what to do. You don't know what to do. Your marriage is heading for a crash. You don't know what to do. Your business is heading for a crash. You don't know what to do. All the tricks in business administration, you have applied them. It's not working. It's not working. Life fading. Fading away. Fading away. I stand here on the authority of the living God. I don't know what sickness, what disease, what business challenge, marital challenge that you have that is causing your life to fade away. By the authority in the name of Jesus, I command it arrested. I command it reversed. In the name of Jesus. For workers who have been old enough, I don't know how many were here when we established Salvation Parish. God bless you, sir. That was 2016 and 15. God help my memory. Hallelujah. 2015, we established a new parish called Salvation Parish. We went for Let's Go A Fishing. In the course of the Let's Go A Fishing, we sent people out to go witness. A sister and a brother, I think she should be in the usher. As they went out not too far from where the fishing program was, they met a man who was standing beside the road looking confused and dazed. So they began to witness to him about Jesus. And when the man opened his mouth, he told them that today was a day he had decided he was going to kill himself by suicide. You remember the testimony, Pastor Evans? Who remembers it? God bless you, have witnesses in the house. He said he was going to commit suicide. He had made up his mind. What was his problem? He was an alcoholic. He drinks and drinks to stupor. When he drinks, he gets so drunk that he could sleep there and wee-wee on himself. The wife has been talking to him over it. He couldn't change. So they sacked him in his place of work. He was a driver. They sacked him in his place of work. And when he went home to tell his wife, she also sacked him. Hallelujah. God bless our wives. Huh? Which wife wants a jobless man? No way. She sacked him. She took her children and left the home and said, this is bye-bye to marriage. You will never see these children again. So rejected by his employers, rejected by his wife, lost his children. He said, why am I living again? He was going to kill himself. So he told this to our sister, and Osha was the one witnessing to him. She led him to Christ. And that saved him that day from killing himself. That was a man whose life was fading away. Was fading away. If Christ had not intervened that day. Many years ago, I was a student of the Nigerian Law School. We were writing what they call bar finance. Any person who has passed through the law school knows the exams they call bar finance. The finals of bar exams. It's the mother of all exams. I read and read, and the more I read, the less I remembered. You know what I did? I took coffee. Drank coffee. Throughout the night, my eyes were like this. I read till morning, sir. I got up from my reading, took shower, and went to the class to take exams. They brought the paper. For 40 minutes, I read through. I didn't understand anything. Everything I had read, I had forgotten. I stared at the paper. The only thing I knew was how to write my name. 40 minutes, I turned, everybody was writing. My friends would look at me. What is wrong? And you know, in exam halls, you can't talk. I was staring at the paper for 40 minutes. At one point, something told me, tear the paper and throw it away. I say, if I do so, they will say I'm mad. You know? Another said, jump out of the window. I say, if I do so, they will say I'm mad. Life story. So on my seat, I started to sweat. I couldn't remember anything from question one to the end. At that point, I knew I was in trouble. And if I didn't pass that paper, I would never be a lawyer. So at that point, I began to pray. I remembered prayer. Although I had backslided as a Christian, but I remember they taught us that prayer is a master key. Hallelujah. So I began to pray. People were writing an exam. I was praying. Suddenly, mercy came. I began to answer. And that was how God helped me to graduate as a lawyer. There comes a time in the life of a man or a woman that you are in a situation you can't help yourself. Everything you've tried is failed. This is what this passage, Psalm 102, was about. The man was crying to God to arise and have mercy. Mercy. To arise and send favor. To arise and pity Zion. To arise and help. This morning in our workers' meeting, the message that Daddy G.O. taught us was Isaiah 41, chapter 41, verse 10, where God said that I am with you, I will help you. And I tell somebody seated here hearing me that God is with you. Amen. God will help you. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. So like I said, another word for favor is pity. My brethren have spoken about favor. So I want to talk of pity. There is a general misconception among people that only the poor suffer and need help. So that is not true. That is not true, man. Everyone, rich or poor, big or small, passes through suffering, different levels. Many that are old enough here will remember that many years ago they used to show a Brazilian film on the rich also cry. How many of us remember the film? Oh, hallelujah. And the title of that film intrigued me. I waited to see how the rich people cry. Whether they cry like us. Hallelujah. The rich also cry. They have situations in their lives that their money is not able to address. Many years ago, then I was still a very, very young believer. I related to a family, a very wealthy family in Ikoyi. The wife of this very wealthy man had a problem. And what was her problem? She couldn't sleep. So she resorted to drinking heavily in the night that she could sleep. She would doze off briefly and then later wake up. When that didn't help, she began to take medication. Medication will help her sleep for an hour or two, and then throughout the night, she will be awake. Some days, 3-4 days at a stretch, she hasn't slept for 10 minutes. And you know what happens when you don't sleep for many days? Big problem. So she told me of her case. I didn't know the Bible well enough. I prayed a general prayer. The problem became so endemic that the husband took her to room to go and meet Pope, Baba Pope. Baba Pope prayed for her and gave her holy water. Water inside bottle. She came back, she couldn't sleep. Still, money couldn't make her sleep. The husband would lie on the bed and sleep off. She would wake him and say, I cannot sleep, but you are sleeping. The man said, what should I do? Should I give you my sleep? She would get angry. I said that he was not a loving man. If you love me, at least stay awake too. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, somebody. So suffering comes to the rich and the poor. It comes to even those big people in governments. And I ask the question, why do men or women suffer? Why do men suffer? There are a couple of answers here. Number one, sin. Sin. Everybody say sin. Genesis chapter 1 verse 27 to 28 tells us the story of creation. When God created man, man was without sin. And because man was without sin, God blessed man. He gave man dominion over the earth and everything that was upon the earth and beneath the earth. The Bible says he put man in a beautiful garden, Garden of Eden. Genesis 2 verse 9 tells us that the trees that were planted in the gardens were pleasant things to behold. In other words, they were beautiful. This is the testimony of God. That the trees, how the garden was arranged, was so beautiful. And you know what? Genesis 2 verse 8 tells us that God himself planted the garden. God had angels. He didn't let them plant the garden. And the Lord God did what? He himself planted the garden. You can imagine the beauty. He made a place of beauty for man. And the Bible even tells me that the garden was watered by 4 different rivers. You know, the Bible says, blessed is the man blah, 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 blah. You shall be like a man planted by what? By the rivers of what? The garden was planted by the rivers of waters. There were four rivers that crisscrossed the Garden of Eden. One of the garden was called Pison. The other was called Gihon. And the next was called Hedekel. And then the last was Euphrates. They watered the garden beautiful to behold. Man lived in beauty. He had plants enough to eat. All the animals, God had given him dominion. The day he wanted chicken, he would say, chicken, die. He would roast it. If he wanted elephant, he needn't fight. All he could do, he had authority over it. Anything he wanted was there in the garden. No suffering, no pain. His business was just to dress the garden. But what happened? Sin of disobedience cut off all this. Disobedience. You know the story. When man disobeyed God, God terminated all the pleasures that the man was having in the garden. So what did sin bring? Sin brought the following. It brought sorrow. God cursed the woman. He said, you will have sorrow at conception and at childbearing. Sorrow. Ask women who are pregnant what they go through. What did sin bring? God cursed the land and said, the ground is cursed. He told the man that in sorrow you will eat of the ground all the days of your life. And what happened? God drove away man from that garden. That was the first time man became homeless. Adam had an address. That day God drove him out. What did that mean? He lost the presence of God. He lost the communion with God. Sin. Till today, sin is still breaking relationship between man and God. Don't play with sin. Whatever level you are today, sin can bring you down. No matter how sweet your marriage is, sin can bring it down. No matter how prosperous your business is, sin can bring it down. Sin is a virus. It destroys, it kills, it terminates good things. But thank God for God. When God saw the state of man, he knew that man was helpless. He couldn't help himself. What happened? He took pity on man. He pitied man. Out of that pity, which was a function of love, he sent Jesus to die. So that Jesus will reconcile us back to himself. That is the work of salvation. It is out of pity that God sent Jesus. Pity that arose out of love. For those of you that are parents, there are times you see your child struggling with something that is beyond him. What moves you? Immediately, compassion flows out of you to want to help him or her. And that was what happened. God saw the state we were. Terrible state. He pitied us. I pray for somebody here today that the pity of the Almighty God will touch you. Amen. Why do men suffer? So in other words, First Psalms chapter 12 verse 15 tells us that sin causes the hand of God to be against man. Why do men suffer? Number two, as a result of a curse. Curse. The curse could come from God or from man. What is a curse? A curse is the opposite of blessings. Deuteronomy 30:19 is the opposite. A curse is an invitation. It's an invocation upon supernatural powers of evil to inflict harm or punishment on someone or something. I take it again. A curse is an invitation or invocation upon supernatural powers of evil to inflict harm or punishment on someone or something. Like I said last week, the potency, the power of a curse can arrest, reverse the progress of a man. It can arrest the progress you are making and then reverse the progress. A curse is a very terrible thing. The ultimate aim of a curse is to bring suffering into the life of a man, woman, or city. But thank God for God. The Bible says in Galatians 3, 10 and 13 that but Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law. But there are still people doing things that provokes curse. If you do things that provokes a curse and a curse is released upon you, except the mercy of God redeems and releases the curse will bring suffering into the life of such a man. Why do men suffer? Number three, activity of the enemy. Suffering could be by reason of the activity of the enemy. Matthew 13 verse 25, the Bible said, but while men slept, his enemy came and sowed tares among the wheat and went his way. He went his way unchallenged. Why? Because men slept. There are many today that are sleeping when they should be awake. In the place of prayer, they are sleeping. In the place of Bible study, they are sleeping. In the place of serving God, they are sleeping. So the devil comes and sows tares. Sows tares, whether in the lives of their children, who begin to give the family unprecedented troubles. Sows tares in marriages that should be beautiful marriages. And instead of them to realize that it is a demonic or activity of the evil one, they begin to fight one another. You don't talk to me like that. Who are you? Who am I? I am this, you are that. Fight ensues. And what caused the fight? The enemy has sown tares while they slept. Many of us are leaving the altars of prayer in our homes. Our homes have no place for prayer. The enemy comes and sees you are snoring. No prayer, no fire is burning. From today, check your prayer life. Check your study time. How many hours do you spend with the Lord studying the Bible? How many hours do you spend praying, seeking to know the mind of God over issues concerning your family? I pray for somebody here that whatever tares the enemy may have sown in your life or in your family, today in the name of the Lord Jesus, they are uprooted in the name of Jesus. Amen. Another reason why men suffer is because of the activity of devourers. Activity of devourers. Amos chapter 4 verse 9. There the Bible says, Amos 4 verse 9, I have smitten thee with blasting and mildew. When your gardens and your vineyards and your fig trees and your olive trees increase, the palmer womb devoured them. Yet have ye not returned unto me, saith the Lord. The activities of devourers in the life of a man or business or home or woman can bring untold hardships, sufferings, and labor loss. Hence, when we return to God in obedience and in the payment of our tithes, God promised to rebuke the devourer for our sakes. Malachi 3, verse 11. Malachi 3 verse 11. Several years ago, about 21, 22 years ago, I was a parish pastor, young parish pastor. A sister came to see me. She shared her testimony. Anytime she received pregnancy, the pregnancy may be about 7 weeks, 8 weeks, it will drop. It happened not once, not twice, not thrice. So she didn't know what to do. As she was speaking, I cried unto God, Lord, what do I tell this woman? And the Lord inspired me to ask her, has she been faithful in paying tithes? So I asked her, said, this is what I had. Have you been faithful in the payment of your tithes? She said, no. The Bible says, when the Lord rebukes the devourer, he said, you will not cast your vines before its time. Some businesses are aborted midway because of unfaithfulness, robbing God of his tithes. Near success syndrome. You've bidded for jobs, you are the most qualified, yet they don't give it to you. Activity of devourers. This morning I pray for somebody. In whatever way devourers have been wrecking your finances, wrecking your life, wrecking your home, today the mercy of the Almighty God will touch you in the name of Jesus. Number five, the result of poor choices we make. Result of poor choices we make without consulting God. Many of us take very serious, important decisions. We don't even discuss it with God in prayers. Yet the Bible says in Proverbs chapter 3, 5 to 6, it says we should trust in the Lord with all our heart and not to depend on our understanding, but to seek his will in all we do, and that the Lord will show us which path to take. You take decisions, you don't consult God. When things get bad, then you come to God. We remember the case of the prodigal son, Luke chapter 15 from verse 11. The boy woke up one morning and thought that it is a very brilliant idea to be independent of his father. So he got to his father and said, Dad, you know, I've been patient for you to go so that we can share inheritance. But you have taken too long. So why don't you share it into two between my brother and I so that I can at least enjoy my while there is still time. That request must have pained the father very deeply. Very deeply. Your son gets to you and says you should share inheritance. You don't share inheritance while you are alive with a child. But the boy said he wanted his share of inheritance. So the father was a nice man. He said, is that what you want? If he didn't give, the boy could kill him. Possibly. So he shared it into two, gave the boy. The guy never consulted God. He decided to go to a far country. And as he landed, 419ers knew that a new guy has come. Amen, somebody. Friends came up. Johnny came up. Solo came up. Tunde came up. They began to blow the money's table. Steady. They began to blow it. Easy come, easy go. Girls in the city knew that a guy has landed. The guy with cash. Hallelujah, cash guy. Who know like better thing? Are there sisters in the house? Can I hear you shout hallelujah? So they saw the most recent guy in town with designers. Wearing LVs, Gucci, Versace, and what again? Dior. Hallelujah. Amen? So they began to tell him, I like you. You're a nice guy, you know. So the guy blew the money. No money, no what? Thank my brothers from the east. They said, no money, no friend. Hallelujah. The money finished, they deserted him. He will make calls. Nobody picks the call again. You see, this guy has come again. They're off the phone. He began to suffer. His life suffering came to the life of a guy that had not been used to eat. So bad that he began to eat from the same plate with pigs. Malibo sondoribo shikaba. Pigs! I don't know who is here eating with pigs. Suffering has entered into your life because of decisions you took. Wrong decisions that you are regretting them today. This boy took wrong decisions. But thank God for God. God had pity on him. The Bible said the boy came to himself. What that means is that God took pity on him. His senses returned. He said, wait a minute. Why am I here? Why am I eating with pigs? My father is still alive. My father can still afford good food. In my father's house, I have a bedroom there. Why am I here? God arose a conscience in him that go and apologize to your father. Tell him you have done wrong. It wasn't the boy's doing. It was the pity of God that brought him back to his sense. Just as I believe that there's somebody here, that God is having pity on you. He's letting you realize that decisions you took were wrong. Apologize to me so that I can change things. Apologize to me. Say you are sorry so that I can transform you. Say you are sorry so that I can bring you back to your senses. Wrong choices. There is a young man I know. Several years ago, he took a loan of about 300 million naira. Real story. Invested this money in wrong business. The business collapsed. He was not able to pay. Today, the banks are chasing him around for 1.6 billion naira. And he doesn't have 5 million naira. Wrong choices. What are decisions you took in your life that today is giving you problem? What are they? Whatever wrong decisions, steps you took in life that today is giving you trouble, God Almighty will have pity on you. God will have pity on you. God will have pity on you. God will have pity on you. In the name of Jesus. Another thing that brings suffering in the life of a man or woman is bad choices or decisions made by our foreparents. 2 Kings chapter 5, 21 and especially 27. 2 Kings chapter 5, 21 to 27. You remember the story of a man called Gehazi. Gehazi was serving his master Elisha. Gehazi was to step into the shoes of Elisha if he had been faithful. But what happened? Naaman, the leper, came. He brought trunks of clothes in boxes with money for his healing. Elisha rejected this money. But Gehazi admired the clothes. He saw the ones that Naaman wore. And imagine that if this guy wears fine clothes like this, the ones in the box will be finer. Man, I'm going to like those clothes. I need some fresh cash. He followed him. Took the money. Took the clothes that his master rejected. Media, show me verse 27 there. 2 Kings chapter 5 verse 27. He took it, but something happened. Elijah cursed him for the decision he made. He said, therefore, the leprosy therefore of Naaman shall cleave unto thee and unto their seed forever. His children's children's children, who never knew that their grandfather made such a decision, were left with what? Leprosy. Leprosy. The Bible says a good man leaves inheritance for what? A bad man leaves what? Causes suffering and death. He took wrong decisions. The clothes were not for his grandchildren. It was for him to wear, isn't it? The money wasn't going to be kept for his children's children. But instead, he obtained causes for children who will not understand why they were lepers. There are many of us seated here today. Our great-grandfathers took decisions that were not part of them. We didn't know about them. Some sacrificed human beings to get power. Did unthinkable, abominable things. But today we are suffering because of that decision they took. There are some here who are descendants of slave masters who sold slaves. And as they were taking the slaves in bitterness were crying and cursing. And yet we didn't know that great-great-grandfather had done this. And so there are consequences arising from that. But I stand here in the name that is above every other name. Any suffering that is spilling over in your life or in the lives of your children or your seed by reason of decisions taken, made by your foreparents, in the name of Jesus, I cancel them. I cancel them. I cancel them. I cancel them in the name of Jesus. What about some of us? Some of us are people who are duping others. 419. You dupe people for what they labored for their life. You take the money away. When you take it away, they curse you. I hear that beyond Yahoo, there's Yahoo, Yahoo Plus. People who are your victims live with anger, grief, bitterness. They render curses. So if you're here this morning or hearing me online and you are involved in wickedness that will bring shame, trouble, pain for your children's children, repent and forsake it. Because the Bible says in the book of Proverbs chapter 3 verse 33, it says the curse of the Lord is in the house of the wicked. That's a permanent curse by God. And that curse will be in the house of the wicked. But he blessed the habitation of the just. So if you are doing things that are wrong, causing people pain and suffering, today is the day to repent. Today is the day to forsake it so that you don't cause others pain. Then lastly, what causes men and women to suffer when they depart from the presence of God? When God's presence departs from the life of a man or his son, big time problem comes to such a life. If you don't believe me, read the Bible about Saul. 1 Samuel chapter 16, verse 14. 1 Samuel 16, 14. The Bible said the spirit of the Lord departed from Saul. And in place of that, an evil spirit came that began to torment him. Saul was a king. But the evil spirit was tormenting him. If you have the presence of God, don't let him go and leave you alone. Because if the presence of God leaves you, the consequences are terrible. You don't believe me? When we go to heaven, ask Brother Samson. Samson was a great man. Yet in the book of Judges chapter 16, the presence of the Lord departed from Samson when Samson disobeyed God's law and preferred spending more time with harlots than with God. Samson spent more time with them than fellowship with God. And the Spirit of God left Samson. And when the Spirit of God left Samson, what happened? The Bible tells me that the Philistines came, captured Samson. The first thing they did was they plucked out his eyes. He removed his two eyes. They bound him with fetters of iron, of brass. What was the next thing they did? They took him to prison, kept him in prison where he was grinding. Today there are people who are like Samson. Their spiritual eyes have been removed. They cannot see opportunities coming their way. They can't see. Fetters of iron spiritually are in their hands. What the labels of their hands do not prosper. What happens? They are in spiritual prisons. No progress. Life of standstill. Don't play with the presence of God. Don't play with the presence of God. And if you have never experienced the presence of God, covet the presence of God. It's a good thing to have. It's a must thing to have. Covet it. What is the way out from suffering? Psalms 103 verse 13 says, God pities us as a father. Media, can you give me Psalm 103 verse 13? Shall we read that together? One, two, go. Like his father pitied his children, so the Lord pitied them that fear him. God is here to pity you today. Provided you will fear him. God is the original father. He pities his children. So how do I obtain pity, mercy from God? Number one, repentance. Repentance from sin. Romans 3:23 says, for all have sinned and run short of the glory of God. No man, no woman is without sin, except he has obtained forgiveness from God. You are here, you have not yet repented of your sins genuinely. Today is the day to do so. Today is the day to do so. Number two, fear God. Luke chapter 1, verse 50. The Bible says, God's mercy is upon them that fear him from generation to generation. Fear God. What does it mean to fear God? Run away from evil. Run away from evil. Honor God. Obey him. That's what it means to fear God. And not to be afraid of him. No. Fear of God is different from afraid of God, being afraid of God. When you fear God, you please him. When you fear God, you don't do things that would displease him. Number three, how do I obtain pity from God? You show mercy to others. Matthew 5 verse 7, blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. May somebody here obtain mercy in the name of Jesus. How do I obtain pity or mercy from God? Return to God. If you were a believer before and you backslided, maybe a little challenge came your way and you backslided. Amos 4 verse 9 says there, God said when he sent the devourer, instead of us coming back to him, we didn't do so. Media, can you give me Amos 4 verse 9 to 11? That will be our last passage of the scriptures. Amos chapter 4. Verse 9 to 11. Shall we read that together? One, to go. I have smitten you with blasting and mildew, with your gardens and your vineyards and your fig trees and your olive trees increase. The palm worm devoured them, yet have ye not returned unto me, said the Lord. Verse 10. I have sent among you the pestilence after the manner of Egypt. Your young men have I slain with the sword, and have taken away your horses, and I have made the stink of your camps to come up unto your nostrils. Yet have ye not returned unto me, saith the Lord. Verse 11. I have overthrown some of you as God overthrew Sodom and Gomorrah, and ye were as firebrand plucked out of the burning. Yet have ye not returned to me, saith the Lord. If these are happening in your life, God is allowing it to happen so that you can come back to Him. Don't be like the children of Israel. God allowed this to happen so that they can come back crying to Him, but they didn't do so. So you are here, you were on fire for God before, but issues of life made you to backslide. Today is the time to come back. Today is the time to come back. Today is the day to come back. Because God will have pity on you. So there are three sets of people I like to pray for briefly. The first set of people I like to pray with is those who are here and have never given their life to Jesus. You know that you have never done so. You know that you are living in sin. You want God to forgive you. All eyes closed. If you belong to that class, just wave your hand wherever you are. Today is a day of mercy. Today is a day of pity. God wants to take pity on you. God wants to pity you. God wants to show mercy on you. Just raise your hand. Raise it very well. Let Christ see it. Raise it very well, my brother. Don't be afraid, ashamed. God bless you, my brother. God bless you, my brother over there. God bless you. God bless you. Any more hands? God bless you. God bless you, my friend there. God bless you. 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 Any more? Any more? God bless you. God bless you. Please come. I'd like to pray with you and I'd like to touch you. Come, come, come quickly. Come, come, come. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you, friends. God bless you. God bless you. Today is your day. God wants to have pity on you. Today is your day. It's your day. It's your day, your set time. Today is your set time. Don't let it pass you by. It's your set time. You say this prayer after me, brethren. You say, Lord Jesus, I come to you, a sinner. I ask for forgiveness of my sins. Please forgive me all my sins. Cleanse me with your blood. Receive me today. In the name of Jesus. Lord, come into my life and be my king. Be my ruler. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name we pray. Daddy, it is written in your word that if we confess our sins, you are faithful and just to forgive us and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Father, even as your son has sought for forgiveness, please forgive him. Daddy, forgive your son, O God. Please forgive your son, O God. Forgive your son, O God. In the name of Jesus. Please write their names in the book of life. Satan, in the name of Jesus, remove your hands from these ones. They no longer belong to you. They belong to the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name we pray. And amen. Congratulations. You follow my brother there. He will speak with you for some few minutes and will release you to join us in prayers. God bless you. There are two categories of people that I want to pray with very briefly. The first category are backsliders. You used to be born again, but you backslided into sin. Nobody may know it, but you know that you have lost the presence of God. I'd like to pray with you. Then the second category, you will all come together, are those who are suffering from sicknesses or disease that they have tried all medical solutions and has failed. And then those who see their lives fading away. They see their lives fading like grass and they cannot help it. You are into a habit. You've tried to stop it. You are not able to stop it. and you know that that habit can destroy you, you need the mercy of God. Or you are rather here, you are suffering from the activity of the enemy arising from bad choices you made. If you belong to any of these categories, please come quickly. Come quickly, because we don't have time. Come quickly, 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 quickly. Come quickly, quickly, quickly. Quickly, quickly, quickly. Quickly, quickly, quickly. Once and begin to ask for the mercy of God. Lord, have mercy on your children. Lord, have mercy, 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 oh God. Mercy, 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 oh God. Mercy, oh God, mercy, oh God, mercy, oh God. Mercy, 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 oh God. Mercy, oh God, mercy, oh God, mercy, oh God. Mercy, oh God. Mandalabo, shandalim rondorobo. Yekeribo, sondorobo. My yekeribo, sondorobo. Limpranda ribo shakaba. Liprondo ribo sakaba. Ribo shandaraba limbrondo ribo sokubu. Liparanda limbrondo ribo shikaba. Yekerebo sondorbo. Mandarabo limbrandaraba. Yerebo shandarabo sondorbo. Oh Lord, I ask for mercy, mercy, mercy. Mercy, mercy, mercy.